Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Ada Marie Show. The Golden Oracle is a seer, conscious medium, and healer. And she's been talking with angels and spiritual guides since she was a child, having been trained by her grandparents, who were her grandmother and great-grandmother were both seers. She has a rare gift of hands-on healing and communicating universal knowledge. When your life is a little too much to handle alone, you can come to her spa, which is a very serene healing retreat near Tucson, Arizona, for spiritual and physical rejuvenation and to recharge. With spiritual guidance, the Golden Oracle works miracles if you truly want to make a change in your life. You can connect with your own personal power and leave with renewed confidence and strength. For the past 40 years, Ada Marie has hosted seminars for students and corporations. As a seer and survivor, she guides and supports you on your path to physical and emotional regeneration. To learn more about Ada Marie's work and her rejuvenating spa, you can go to thegoldenoracle.com, and you can reach her at her home telephone number, which is 520-896-9510. And I just have to correct that, but for some reason the information keeps coming up wrong. That is correct, but I just changed it in my head because I realize it's wrong on the information that's in for. It's very strange. I don't know why it's always at 996 instead. There it is.
How did that happen?
I don't know. My finger just went to the wrong place, I guess. Whatever. At any rate, so today, have you been communicating with your spirits, Ada Marie?
Actually, I've had a wonderful day, and I have a wonderful energy to share because what I've received in about 30 minutes ago was that the energy pattern that is moving across the United States at this time is a very, very comfortable, loving, strong energy to bring peace and harmony to a lot of situations in our country and in our associate countries. So that just came through about 30 minutes ago, and I was trying to make some notes, but they come very rapidly, you know. So the gist of the whole thing is that there's a lot of wonderful changes that will be very good for everybody, not just a few, but for everybody, and they will be able to feel lighter and happier and have more energy. So that in itself, as far as I was concerned, was a blessing in disguise.
Oh, that's for sure. Well, we all can use that, can't we?
We certainly can. I, for one, can, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think but with what has been going on with all of the hurricanes and the earthquakes and everything, mm-hmm. we need every bit of spiritual energy we can get. So
that's
I'm
right.
glad you're.
We do.
I'm glad you've got such a good message. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. And you know, there's been so many things happening around our world and our country that we need to stay on a positive, strong level of knowing beyond a shadow of a doubt that the lessons in these particular incidences are going to be learned and we're not going to have to do it again. I truly believe that these have been heavy, heavy lessons all over the country. The earthquakes, the tornadoes, the floods, everything has brought a lot of people to look to God for assistance, and they are getting it.
Good. Well, you know, my spirit guides always say, if you don't learn from the difficult things you go through, you've just gone through all that pain for nothing. So
right.
they are shortcuts to wisdom and knowledge, and that's
right.
Very, very important, I think.
I think it's a blessing, but people have to pay attention to it. They have to listen to the little voice in their heart or their head, wherever it is, and pay attention so that they can come out of this whole chaos that the country's been going through and be wiser and stronger and happier. It's just
good.
It's just a necessity that we do that.
It truly is, and I think it's so important at a time when tragedy is all around us. It's more important than ever to stop and count our blessings.
Absolutely.
And to give thanks for what we do have.
And give thanks for the wisdom that we're given to be able to walk through these kind of crises that are going on. There's a lot of wisdom to be learned from these different things that are happening, and everybody should be silent and listen to that little voice inside or the actions that they are given to do that will help them get through this kind of a situation. Back and forth. We have to pay attention to that inner voice that talks to us, and it does talk. Believe me, it talks.
It sure does. Certainly does. But, you know, a spirit is very, very polite. They don't yell at us and knock us down and say and shake us and say, pay attention, pay attention. They give you the information, and either you listen and you learn from it, or it just washes over you like raindrops
right.
that dry off when you get inside.
Right, and if you watch and listen to other people and how they are handling it, sometimes you can learn a great deal just from hearing how other people did it, how they got through it. And sometimes you can't, but sometimes you can. Sometimes there's great blessings in being aware and listening to what's actually going on around you. Because there
Absolutely.
Are many things that you can pick up from just hearing how other people have handled it.
Mm-hmm. I've had people tell me that that questions they didn't even know they had were answered by other people on the show asking questions and hearing the answer from spirit. So
right.
you know
right.
how you know how it goes.
Well,
you know,
and people have called. A few people have called and asked why, you know. And I said, well, it depends on. These are the answers that I've been given. And if you try to use them, you'll find out why. I mean, you will learn more. So,
absolutely.
Work with what you're given and see what you learn from it. And then it's yours to keep. It's yours to keep. You get to keep it.
That's
so that's
right.
A good thing.
You know, one of the amazing lessons that Stardust gave once was, you know, you have a telescope, and when you look through the wrong end of it, you only see a tiny, tiny little bit, and then you turn it around, and you look through the greater picture of it, and then you can see things that you didn't even know were there.
Right.
So are we looking at the small picture, or are we looking at the big picture? And of course the angels are always looking at the big picture.
They are. And when they give you a sending, a feeling of something, They are seeing it from a higher standpoint, so pay attention to what you receive, because it'll save you a lot of problems in the long run.
It sure will.
Yeah.
You are absolutely right.
Yes.
So we have
some... Even though people think it don't sound right, it works. It's important.
I know. And, you know, sometimes we get an answer from Spirit and it doesn't make any sense to us. But
right.
If you hold on to it and keep thinking about it, all of a sudden something clicks and you say, ah, that's what they meant. But
right.
you need to hang on to these spiritual messages and,
right.
and keep searching for what they really meant. Because
yeah.
Once in a while something will remind you. Now you
right.
or you will remember something that happened 20 years ago or whatever, you know.
Right, and one of the things that I think is important about the messages is that if you have the opportunity to write a little bit of the message down, then when you look back at it, you are given more information. I mean, you are going to be given more information as to what the message is about. Because you have a start of it on a piece of paper. And that
right.
makes a difference. Sometimes you can't do that because you're not where you can get to a piece of paper. But if you meditate on the message that it comes to you, then you will be given that information from above. And you'll be able to handle
Perfect.
It. Right.
Right. Well, that will make a huge difference. That's a wonderful, wonderful tip for
right.
all of our listeners to when they get a message from Spirit, to write it down and meditate on
right.
it.
Right. And then
okay,
if you can, write it down, yes.
Good.
Go ahead.
So we have some people who've called with questions. Would you like, are you
yeah.
about ready to take a question?
Right. We can take some questions.
Okay, very good. Hello.
Hi.
I believe this is Susan, is that right?
That's right.
Okay. Ada Marie?
Yes.
Hi.
Say hello to Susan.
Hi, Ada Marie.
Hi, Susan. What can I do for you?
Question about how long it will be until I receive the check that I've been waiting for?
Well, I'm not getting an answer for that, but obviously it should be on its way as we speak, because you didn't give me any information about the check, so I can only say that I see checks flying along, and one of them could be yours. Is this something
okay.
to do with your home, or something to do with your work, or something to do with your health?
My father's home, yeah.
Yeah. Then you could be seeing it within the week.
Okay, that's good news.
Yeah.
It's just been delay after delay, that's why I'm asking.
Right. But that should stop now.
Okay.
Was that a sale, or...?
Yeah, I see.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
And it should come through at the end of the month, which is now. You should be having it.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
This would be at the end of the first week of October, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Because we're on the 30th right now.
Oh, yeah,
right.
I got a moment. I wonder.
Right.
All righty.
Okay.
And I loved what you were talking about. I think I needed to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because everything has just been not good. Between the weather, between the way that our president handles things, and it's just been very, very upsetting.
Uh-huh.
So.
Well, Susan, I do think it's time for you to sit down and take inventory and add up all of the lovely things, the things you enjoy that you already have in your life and you don't pay attention most of the time. Could you
okay.
do that?
Okay, I'll do that.
Yeah, that's a very good plan.
I was feeling very poor one time, and I did that, and I started adding the price of something if I would go out and buy it today, and mm-hmm. and adding the qualities, the wonderful love that I had, and the freedom that I had, and the time that I had, and when I got finished, I realized I was a very, very wealthy woman.
Yeah,
so
right.
So most of the things that are most valuable are they don't come with a price tag, and that's what we need to add in and count as our blessing and as our wealth.
Mm-hmm.
It is our wealth.
Yeah, like my mm-hmm. little animals. Yeah.
Oh,
right.
you can't put a price on that, for sure.
No.
No.
But, yeah,
but you're
are...
feeling better already, aren't you, Susan?
yeah, because I was kind of on that track of thinking, so it kind of verifies, you know, that that is the thing to do, so that's good to hear.
It's good for you.
Just remember that what you focus on all the time and think about is going to become your world. That's the world
right.
you're building. You're like you're building a house with your thoughts, and you want to build a beautiful house, not a.
And you're living in
an
the
unhappy.
House that you build. So watch what you think. Watch or guard your thoughts.
Okay.
They are very, very important because they become things. Every thought becomes a thing. So be careful what you think and be careful what you say.
Okay.
It's really important to take care of your thinking.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you, Susan.
Good night.
Stay on because I think you'll get some answers from some of the other questions, okay?
Okay.
Good.
And who's next?
We'll see. We're coming on right now. Hello.
Hi. This is Donna.
Who are we speaking with?
My name's Donna.
Hi, Donna.
Yes. Hello.
What is your question, Donna?
Well, you know, it's in regards to my job. I have a decent job now, but I was presented with another one, same type of job. But do you see it being a better opportunity or possibly, or maybe just stay where I'm at?
I think you need to stay where you're at is the best.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. That's a good thing.
I second the motion.
Okay.
Okay. So that's all right. Thank you so much. All right.
You're
all
welcome. Right. Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay. Well, that was certainly quick.
Yeah. Well,
okay.
It was obvious.
Yeah.
She could feel it too.
I think so. I think it hit her just right.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see who else we have here. Hello.
Hi, how are you? It's Rose Maria.
Okay, how are you doing?
Doing great.
Good. Ada Marie?
Yeah.
Rose Maria.
So, Maria, what is it that you're working with?
I'm working right now. I just started to find some legal papers overseas, and I was wondering if that's going to go well for me.
Absolutely. You're going to be very lucky.
Cool. Appreciate it. Hopefully soon. Cool.
Right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm happy for you. I don't always get those kind of answers so quick.
And I guess the people involved, they're going to be... kind of pissed off.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Cool. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. You're very welcome.
Okay. You can start saying thanks for the miracle that's happening.
Yeah, I'm grateful for everything that's in my life and to relocate with it pretty soon.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right.
So
cool.
That's,
thank
that
you.
Sounds good. That sounds good. And I think it's important that you take time to give thanks. That's the message I'm getting for you.
Okay. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Yay.
Well, remember, thank you is always welcome. Always welcome. It's
thank
a little you. Little sentence, but it's always welcome. So don't forget to thank those who have been there for you whenever they've been there, okay?
Yeah, when he's in and out of my life.
Right.
Yeah, hopefully I'll be there for Christmas and be straightened out.
Right.
Good. Very good.
Cool.
So when that comes through, just make sure that you you think carefully about what you're doing.
Right.
You know.
Oh.
Be aware.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I know his tricks.
Yes. Right.
And stay positive. That's the most important thing, is that you can improve any circumstances that you're in by thinking positive.
Absolutely. In fact, you can totally turn them around. And I've done it myself, so I know it can be done.
Yeah, that's what I was manifesting and being positive, is turn around the legal stuff and the relationship and get going
right.
The right way with it.
Good. That's a positive.
Sounds like you're on your way. Mm-hmm.
Good.
Appreciate it. Yeah. Just took a long time.
Well, you know, sometimes the things that we get too quickly, we don't appreciate enough. So.
You're right. True. True.
Well, they take it for granted sometimes. And that's
the
only thing to do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hopefully the... think before I do anything, hopefully doesn't come up and
right.
think it through, I guess, the situation. And cool.
Just remember, you have answers that you don't even know you have.
And
you
a lot of times will come during the night. You'll
true.
Wake up in the
that's
night
right.
and you'll, without even knowing you're thinking about something, the answer will come to you. I always say when I go to bed, okay, God, whatever answer you give me tonight, let me remember it when I wake up in the morning.
Yeah.
True.
But sometimes
some people, keep a pad by their bed.
Yeah,
to,
they do. Just to write down the answer.
I should do that.
Now, that's a good thing to do. Sometimes
true.
I get up in the night and write something down.
Yeah, the funny part was the other day when I was trying to call to start it up, and I'm, like, calling his number. I'm like, ah, shit. I called the wrong number. And I'm, like, constantly going. I'm like, ah, freak.
Yeah.
Right.
I once read that Duke Ellington kept some sheet music by his bed, and he would wake up in the middle of the night with a song that had come to him while he was sleeping, and he would scribble it down, and it became one of the hits.
Right.
So that's pretty amazing, isn't it?
I think it is. A lot of things come to people like that, and they do pay attention and they do use them. And they are beneficial to not only themselves, but the whole world that hears it. So it's a good thing, you know.
True. Yeah,
that is.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's amazing with our world and everything going so fast. We forget to stop and listen, and to go inside and just experience.
Have that experience.
Ourselves and our spiritual selves and our inner knowing and our connection with spirit.
And when you have a knowing, nourish
it.
Yeah. When you have a knowing, for heaven's sake, write it down. I mean, even if you have to scribble it on the back of a
telephone bill. Write it down.
There you go.
Cool. I didn't think of that part.
That's another interesting thing. And I'm going to just kind of switch off to just our conversation with Ada Marie, because I want to ask you how many different ways does spirit communicate with you?
Well,
and you spirit,
many, many different ways. A lot of times it comes very silently, and it'll, you know, you'll be doing something. You're not anywhere where you can write something down, or you can even, you have to listen very carefully. And when it comes, be sure you repeat it to yourself. That's how you remember it, because Spirit came the other day and said to me, at the bank. And I had no reason to stop there, because as far as I knew, you know, I had nothing to put in the bank or anything. And yet, when I stopped at the bank, there was a paper there that someone had sent me, and I had to okay them. I had to okay it, and I did. And that was it.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I had no idea that there was anything there. And I was glad, because I was happy to get paid. So
uh-huh.
That was good.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. You know, that's how it came.
Mm-hmm.
It just came out of nowhere. So that's what
Spirit
was going
didn't
on.
Tell you why. Spirit,
no,
you worked with Spirit
me.
So long. Spirit just assumes you're going to listen and pay attention and follow
yeah.
through.
Well, it didn't.
So that's
no,
beautiful.
Any reason, but it just said I had to stop. So on my way into town, because we're 25 miles from there, it's on the right side. So I didn't have to turn around and go around. I could just turn right off, you know.
Oh, I see.
And I got
uh-huh.
there. But it's amazing how I was not expecting it. I definitely was not expecting anything. So when I went in there,
mm-hmm.
they were smiling at me, and they said, guess what happened? And, of course, I know everybody there, and they said to me, they said, it's amazing. Look at here. And somebody had actually paid me for a change. And so that was good. And so
yes,
I was very
and
happy
we...
for that.
We tithe to the universe so many times when we're serving and we don't get paid, but I call that tithing to the universe.
Yeah, I do too. And then eventually, when somebody pays me, I thank the universe for helping, because they had
Absolutely.
To assist them to get them to pay me. So that's a good thing. And you know.
Yes,
I
indeed.
Mean, You were assisted, and I was assisted. That was good. I was happy about that.
For sure.
Anyway,
you didn't have to call them up
mean,
and say, when are you going to pay me?
Yeah.
It just came to you. It's wonderful.
Right. And I was happy to get paid, and I called her up and told her, and she said, well, Ada, between taking care of my mother, who was ill, and all the other stuff, this is the first time I've got a chance, because I had to pay the rent, and I had to pay the utilities, and I had to pay a couple other people. So you just got added to that group of people. I said, well, that was good. So I was happy.
Yeah,
and I thanked
wonderful.
Her. Yeah, I called her
Absolutely.
Up and thanked her, because she needed to know that I was okay with it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And sometimes the payment comes in something other than money.
Yeah.
That sometimes
that
can be even more important.
More valuable. Totally.
Absolutely.
More valuable than money. So that's true.
Oh yeah.
So that's a good thing.
It is. So we're always ready to give. And
right.
And sometimes people are so grateful that they pay us when we don't even ask for it.
Right.
Which is wonderful.
And you have to be a good receiver. You have to be a good receiver. You have to be grateful and be a good receiver as well as a good giver. It doesn't do any good to be a good giver if you're not a good receiver, because it's necessary. That's what keeps the thing going around and around and around. So remember, you have to be a good receiver. Have you thought about that?
I didn't think of that for quite a long time, and then I just got to the point where I was able to receive.
Right.
As a giver, it was very hard at first for me to receive.
Right. It was for all of us.
It was like moments and receive like extravagant gifts and things like that. I was very shy about doing that, but I think I've gotten better.
But
because
people
they're
trying to show you their love, you know. So what they think is wonderful, you might not have ever wanted.
That's true.
Yeah.
But we need to look at the spirit behind what we're receiving.
Right. Right.
And then it becomes more beautiful because we have to feel the love that is coming. like a little boy bringing a toad to his mother. He found this wonderful, wonderful little frog thing, and the mother can't stand it, but she's got to see the light in her little boy's eyes, and then the toad becomes beautiful.
Right. Because that is the joy of it. You're receiving something even though you don't want it. One time, one of the kids had a garter snake, and they didn't know what to do with it because it kept wiggling around. So they didn't know what to do with it. So they said, well, can we just put it in a frying pan and fry it? I said, no. You got to take it back outside and let it go. I thought, how funny that was. Why would they think of something like that? But I didn't say nothing.
Right.
I let them take it back outside and turn it loose.
Yes.
Because little kids, you know, they have all kinds of different ideas about stuff.
Yes, they do. And it's the purity of their gift that is so beautiful.
It's true. That is true. Right. That's a wonderful thing. You know, it's important. So we're really, I think if we go and look back over our experiences raising kids and going to school or going to college or doing whatever we're doing, we have, every day we've learned something that is valuable to keep and use. Every day is a day we learn something. And that's good. That's a good thing.
Oh, yeah.
My dad used to say, don't let a day get away from you without learning something. And boy, he was right. Because if the day gets away and you haven't learned anything, you've wasted the day. So it's a good thing to be aware and ask questions.
Working with spirit, we relearn things that we overlooked before.
Right. Spirit is wonderful because it isn't harsh, it isn't happy, it isn't sad. It's there. And it will give you something that you probably already knew if you had been able to remember it, but they just slip it right in there. And that's wonderful. That is very, very helpful.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm always happy when Spirit comes and gives me a little nudge and makes me aware of something that I've kind of haven't thought of for a long time. I think it's important. And I say thank you.
Oh, yes.
Right. Because it's amazing.
In a way, it's like the second time around, we see it on a different level. We see it on a higher level. First,
right.
We see it like in first grade language, and then we see it in junior high language, and then we see it in high school and college language. So as we grow and we're able to receive things in a totally different way. And that is so important to acknowledge. You know, the one thing, the biggest thing that Spirit keeps telling me is you must acknowledge your own value and your own ability to understand and receive things.
Right. And be aware that there's a reason why you have been chosen to go through the experience. There's always reasons why you've been chosen to go through different experiences and experience good things and things that are not quite so good, because they're all learning. They're all learning experiences, all of them. Every one.
Exactly. Yeah, well, that's one of the reasons we come here to this planet,
right,
is to really work against resistance, to build our spiritual strength, and to keep growing the whole time. Just keep growing.
Right. We need to keep growing.
That's very powerful.
Right. I have to agree with you. Every day has to be a valuable day. That means you have to learn something. You may have to give something. You may have to accept something. You may have to be aware of things that you never thought of. And that's
exactly
important. Yes.
It is. And
right.
then you just have to acknowledge your own growth. That's very, very important.
I think it's important that people, well, my goodness, I'm really glad that that happened, because I did this and this and this that I would have never done before, because I wasn't aware.
Exactly.
So it's very, very important. Very good. And, you know, it seems like if you look at life and you look at people around you, you can see people who are more aware, who are more, they're quiet, they don't make a lot of noise, they're just quiet, but they're aware.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's important.
It is very important.
Yes.
Too often the people scream the loudest you pay attention to, and the ones that are quiet, sometimes you just kind of overlook them. But you've brought out something very important.
But they're very wise. They just don't waste their time. You know, they're very wise about things, so that's a good thing. You can. How does it go? I walked a mile with Joy, and she chattered all the way, but I was none the wiser for what she had to say. I walked a mile with sorrow, and ne'er a word said she. But oh, the things I learned from her when sorrow walked with me. And believe me, there's a lot of truth in both of those.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, because many of us have walked with sorrow and came away a lot wiser, a lot wiser.
This is true. This is very true.
Right.
Very, very true.
Right.
So the things sometimes that we feel are a terrible thing happened sometimes turn out to be very good.
Yes,
it's a very strange thing.
Yeah.
Mhm.
It has happened, and
exactly.
It has turned out to be wonderfully good for us. So you know, you just don't know. Anyway,
you really do.
That's
you really don't know.
Right. Somebody's at the door. I have to answer the door.
Okay. Well, I believe we are just about at the end of the show anyway, so...
Are we? Okay, well, I just set the lady down.
So.
And so and we'll finish the show, and then I'll get off the line here.
Very good. Okay. Just make sure if there's anyone else who would like to ask a question, just hit the one again and blink at me. So,
do we have any questions?
Okay. Let's see, this lady, I believe she just blinked. Let's see here. Okay. Hello? 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 I see an 856 number. 856 area code. Nope. Well, maybe she doesn't want to talk. All right. Well, if Spirit has anything else to give us, then let us...
What do we have?
Us,
how many minutes do we have?
Let's see. We have a good 12 minutes left.
Oh, okay,
if anybody...
good.
Okay.
That's good. Do you have a question you'd like to ask? Okay. Well, if we've got 12 minutes, let's talk about how people can really, really hear that voice inside that comes from their spiritual teachers. And that voice is always available to you, no matter what or when. You can go to that space and be silent and receive whatever it is you have need of. And sometimes the things you think you have need of are not exactly what you have need of. So the Spirit comes through and gives you other information. And people say, why did it tell me that? And then they find out in the next day sometime that why did they get told? They got told because it was coming to them. They needed that information. And that's
good.
Important. Yes. That's important. Sometimes you'll be walking along and something will come into your mind and you'll go, what's that about? Well, maybe that evening or the next day or 2 days later, you find out what it's about. It isn't something that comes all the time immediately because you're not ready for it immediately. See, that's the kicker. You're not ready. You have to be ready to receive that information. You'll receive a little.
I think somebody's waving at us. Let's see if she wants to ask another question.
Okay.
Hi, were you wanting to ask another question?
Yes, this is
Hello?
Susan. Thanks for taking my next question.
Sure.
It pertains to family and my granddaughter. Do you think we're kind of trying to add more visitation days on for my daughter to have her more days, and dad's causing a lot of problems. So do you think that she'll get more days and that see that dad is being cuckoo?
It may be that more days are more than she can handle.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. Even, one more day?
Well, it could be. If you're having trouble getting them, stop and think about how much pressure you're putting on the child. You know what I'm saying?
Well, the child wants to be with mom.
She wants to what?
She wants to have more time
to be with
mom.
Her mother.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'm sure she does.
I think there might be... different ways that your daughter can prove that she can handle it. That I think that it may be that she needs to prove that she can handle the visitations.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, I don't know how she would do that, but how she could prove it other than just do it,
Are there anybody she can work with, like a social worker or someone in a church or something like that that could vouch for her and say, we've been working together and she's making tremendous progress. So whatever originally happened that she lost that communication that was taken away from her, she needs to prove that that doesn't happen anymore.
Yeah, there was no.
And
big,
she may need some kind of an.
It happened. It was just that they split it up and she couldn't get here to do the other days because she didn't have a car at the time. So there wasn't anything really major that happened. And now she has a car.
Okay.
Okay.
So that's fine.
But it's really like what's making it difficult is the dad is saying things that aren't true, and he's making little things into these huge things. Like the baby fell asleep at school, and they're trying to blame mom for that. It's just silly things.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, mom isn't to blame for it because she got enough sleep.
Mm-hmm.
How old is she?
She's going to be 4 in October.
Oh, okay.
Coming up.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just really what
they
decide.
She might want to go to school and talk to the teachers, too.
Yeah.
That would be a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That would be a good
get
thing.
The teacher on her side.
Okay.
Yeah. That would help.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. I'll tell her that.
Okay. That's good.
Yeah, because the teachers only had opportunities to talk to the dad, so that would be a good idea.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Is your daughter involved at all with the church of any kind? That also might
not
help.
Currently. She's more spiritual than she is church-going. She does like to go to church.
But you know, sometimes a minister or someone in a church can vouch for a person, and it helps them immensely. You see what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
okay.
That is a good
plan. She needs more people talking for her. Since
even
the dad
for her to
is
have
talking
the baby
again.
At the time, like Sunday morning, because she wants to take her to church, but she doesn't get her till noon. And then he puts up a stink about that because it's not a Lutheran church. But, you
mm-hmm.
know, they're both
okay.
different religions, and he insists on her going to his church.
Yeah,
so it's just silly things. Like, mom should have that decision.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Please forgive me, but we have someone else who's calling who has a question.
No problem. I appreciate it.
Just remember what we've said and try to get more authority figures on her side.
Okay? Yes.
Thank you.
Right.
And good luck.
Information. Thank you.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
This is Donna. Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay?
Sure
Hi,
can.
How are you? Good.
Good.
I wanted to know what you were picking up. I can, I hear my mother, who's on the other side, and she said that I'm going to be rewarded. And then,
that's correct. That is correct.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
You know, like how, like a husband or a windfall or new lifestyle?
No. Listen to me. Listen closely.
All right.
The reward is coming. And it's coming in a very, very glorious pattern. So don't even try to guess, because you would never be able to get there. Just know that it's coming, and it's coming very soon.
Oh, how wonderful. Oh,
yeah.
I've got goosebumps.
Okay.
Yeah, I like the way that you said that. I wanted to ask you, too, I am on a dating site, eHarmony, trying to meet someone. I did meet a fellow named Benny, but I'm 63 and he's 83, and I think that might be just a little bit too old for me.
Correct.
But nevertheless, maybe we can be friends. But, you know, he wants to travel the United States in a little 24-foot motorhome, and I don't think I'm up for that. I like a little more comfort.
Okay. That would be good.
Do you see someone coming in for me? Because I would surely
yes, I do, but they're closer to Thanksgiving time.
Oh, Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
oh.
In that time range.
Oh, okay. And
yeah.
There's one other little thing. I was thinking of working part-time, taking care of the elderly, and do you see anything coming up in that field for me? Because I do get Social Security, so I'm okay, but... You know, I'd like
yeah.
something to do with my time. I don't have much to do with my time.
Well, I'm sure you'll find something.
Yeah, I'm trying to. Well, I'm going.
You might start out by volunteering. And get that experience. You know.
Yeah. Listen, aren't we going over our hour?
Thank you. I don't want to take too much time. If you're going over your hour, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
I know that you do have someone waiting for you there. So
yes,
so
I
Ada
do.
Marie. So, just want any last word? Because I keep getting there's some little tiny little thing that we left out, and I don't know what in the world it is. But,
well, what I think it is to assure everybody that they are perfectly wonderful people and that they have perfectly wonderful ideas and that they can share them and they can be happy.
Okay. And the other thing I think is that we need to send love to all of these people who have been overcome with disasters.
That's correct. And I do that three times a day. I fill their hearts with light and love and help coming from the other side as continuously. Yeah.
Good.
Okay,
fantastic. And thank you so much, Donna, for your questions and your heartfelt
yes.
thoughts for
okay.
for the good. We want everything to come out for the best.
Yeah, that's
so,
right. For the best for everybody.
That's
okay.
right.
Okay.
So just let us until next week. We'll be back next week. Be sure
right.
to call in
and sure.
all kinds of things are going to be going on in between.
Yes, that's right. Okay. I got people waiting too. Okay.
So we just ask for love and light to be with you.
To bless everybody. Right. Surround them
and
love.
Thank you
and
all kinds of blessings and goodbye. Thank you.
Goodbye.